Hello, Alistair.
Hi, James.
How are you?
I'm vaccinated. Your boy got jabbed.
Double jabbed?
Yeah.
Two taps to the arms.
Mm-hmm.
Like a schoolyard bully giving you a dead arm.
I cannot operate heavy machinery right now.
But when can you, really? I don't mean to...
You don't see me on the forklift.
Have a pop.
I'm always on it. I'm always forklifting.
Yeah, but you're always on the forklift going, how do I drive this? What's going on? What is the situation that has led to me being sat here?
I prefer to sit on the prongs and be moved around lying on the prongs.
Alistair Becker King, Lying on the Prongs. His seminal double album. Well, we've only gone and going to do another live stream later.
For the benefit of the listener, that's the second take of James trying to describe something happening in the future and failing.
We're only going to do another live stream tonight.
We're doing another live stream tonight.
Yeah, that's a better way of saying it.
Thursday the 19th. And what month is that?
August.
2021.
At 9 p.m.
9 p.m.
BST. Yes, we're part of the Twinge Festival. So I've just been on holiday to Cornwall.
Very nice.
I passed the Duchy on the left-hand side and then I stayed in it.
Is that the Duchy of Cornwall?
Yeah. And I've got a little tale, a little Cornish adventure story. It's a real swashbuckler.
So that's what you're going to tell us tonight?
That's what I'll tell you later.
Have you got a little mini story then for this trailer?
Yeah. Have you heard of mock mayors?
No.
It's a tradition that they have in towns where they have a mock mayor election.
Oh.
So usually when the real election of the real mayorhood happens, there's like a pretend joke one where they make a joke mayor and they often chuck them in the water. It's a bit like Saturnalia.
Saturnalia. I was about to say it sounds like Saturnalia, where you have a king who you then murder at the end of it.
Yeah, they don't kill them. I can't stress this enough. They do not kill them.
That's the first thing they tell you when you arrive in Cornwall. We don't kill the mayors. We don't kill the fake mayors, honestly.
But they do it all over the shop. They do it in Woodstock near my manor.
Mm.
So they elect a mock mayor and then I think they chuck them in the river.
Mm.
And the reason for that one is you'd think Woodstock, there's just one Woodstock. No, there's two Woodstocks. There's old Woodstock and new Woodstock. And in the middle is the River Glyme.
Glyme.
When they fenced in some of Witchwood Forest, probably in part to create that excellent menagerie we talked about with the lion, the tiger, the bear and the porcupine.
Of course, I remember it.
They started building a new town there called New Woodstock. And the people of Old Woodstock were very jealous because New Woodstock was getting all the praise.
This ain't your old Woodstock.
We're talking new Woodstock. But yeah, so they were, to spoof them, had a mayor election. Sub fun fact of this already fun fact, the first mock mayor was the brother of the real mayor.
Oh.
So there's perhaps some sibling rivalry going on in there. And they'd parade them through the town and then dump them in the river, the mock mayor. Sort of like as a warning. Kind of like a voodoo mayor.
Yeah, that's quite good.
Look what we've done to your actual brother.
Yeah, if we can throw your brother in the river, think what we could do to you.
But the tale I want to tell in the live stream comes from Penryn, and they have a similar tradition in Penryn in Cornwall. Oh, and I'm taking this from an 1865 publication, Robert Hunt's Popular Romances of the West of England. Around September, October, when the hazelnuts are ripe, the Festival of Nutting Day is kept.
Oh.
Which had a different meaning back then, I think. And apparently the rabble of the town go into the country to gather nuts and come back shouting and making a great noise. And in the meantime, the tailors of the town have gone to the adjoining village of Mylaw and elected one of them to be the mayor of Mylaw.
What? The tailors were left alone for a minute and they've elected a mayor.
And they're like, let's go get a mayor from the next town, quick. Everyone's going getting nuts.
What?
And so they bring him on a chair on their shoulders and the mayoral party proceeds from the good town of Mylaw to the ancient borough of Penryn. And there's a bunch of bodyguards with cudgels who knock people out of the way if they're in the way. Torchbearers, two town sergeants in official gowns. And each, instead of a mace, they carry a big cabbage.
To wallop people with.
Yeah.
An offensive cabbage. Yeah. Imagine bouncers at the club in Penryn patting people down for, was that a cabbage? Come on.
It's just a leek, mate. No. You can eat it now. Or, yeah. The rear is brought up by the rabble of the nutters, who are the people who went to get the nuts. And fun fact
Oh.
about the phrase nuts. nuts to mean crazy. That's obviously a bit of an offensive term, but do you know its origin?
I think it comes from Nut House, but I don't know why the Nut House is called the Nut House.
Well, the Nut House comes afterwards.
Oh.
Back in 1785, to be nuts on something meant to be very fond of, and nuts meant a pleasure or delight from around 1610.
This is what's so difficult to understand about the past, is that life was so bland that the best thing they could think of,
yeah,
the thing that provokes joy, the thing that represents delight,
were nuts.
Is nuts.
Is some nuts.
What is essentially now a punishment for children who shouldn't have asked for food if they didn't want to be offered nuts.
Then in 1846, it started to mean crazy or not right in the head because people had become obsessed with the thing. So they were nuts about something.
Yeah.
And to be off one's nut came around in 1860 because it's like the head, people thought then. So to be off your nut was to be out of your mind. The word nutty to mean crazy is around 1898.
Mm.
But nutter didn't come around until 1959.
1959.
And it's a peculiarly British phrase. So that's a bit of a explanation for any of our American listeners.
So when you hear people in the 60s saying nutter, I would never have guessed that was a new, relatively new phrase.
That's like someone saying, oh, confused.com now.
Confused.com has already passed into obscurity though, right?
Not with my mum.
I suppose people are still doing that Ron Seal joke. It does what it says on the tin. People are still saying that.
Yes.
Are Ron Seal still advertising like that? I don't know.
I don't know if Ron's still a...
Is Ron still sealing?
I don't think Ron is with us anymore.
But I tell you what, that coffin, hard wearing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Ooh, yeah. There is no rain damage on that.
When the sun dies and goes supernova and the planet is blown to smithereens, there'll just be one...
That coffin.
One hardwood coffin. Containing Ron Seal.
Ron Seal's Ron Sealed coffin.
Yes. Also, he's a seal.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. By the way, we forgot to mention he's a seal. And
very sad funeral, but a lot of clapping.
Yeah.
From his family, who are also seals.
And everyone sort of bounced a ball into the grave. Very, with
ashes, psh, ash, psh, and then loads of little beach balls. Boop, 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 boop.
Ashes to ashes, beach balls to beach balls. And so off the sidebar, back to the main bar, the procession moves on to the centre of town and the sham mayor does a big speech satirising the politics of the day.
Oh, I could just imagine it.
And then they're taken from pub to pub where they're given lots of booze and they repeat the speech. Presumably it gets worse and worse delivered as it goes round.
Or better and better.
And then they adjourn to a council chamber. And that council chamber is a euphemism for a pub, and they devote the rest of the night to drinking. And everyone else has a big old party, throwing fireballs, discharging rockets, and there are huge bonfires. And apparently the legal mayor actually tried to stop this.
No, he tried to stop the drunken fireball thing.
Yeah.
The giant bonfires, fireballs, rockets.
Yeah, but then the sham mayor issued orders to his bodyguards, the ones with the cabbages, and they chased the mayor away. So there you go. There you have it.
The problem with, the cabbage is an offensive weapon. You've basically got one hit, haven't you? Unless you've got really good grip, you're not getting a second go with a cabbage, are you?
If you got a cabbage and somehow sort of attached like a sweetheart cabbage to the end of a leek,
then once you get a bit of swing going, you've got yourself a morning star.
A morning star? What's that?
A morning star is like a spiky thing on the end of a chain, I think.
Is it?
Like a floppy mace.
And I suppose if you got star fruit, you could cut them up into little shurikens.
Of course, we can't advise any listeners to do any of those very dangerous sounding things.
Yeah, let's not turn vegetables and or fruit into weapons for once. For 1 week.